This is a recording from the first degrowth conference in North America, held in Vancouver, Canada, from April 29th to May 1st, 2010. Each speaker is introduced by author Rex Wehler.
This is the third degrowth conference in the world. First one that we know about was in Paris, and those of you who heard the French minister speaking last night on the film, very impressive. There are people in political positions in this world who get it, who understand the biophysical reality of what we're dealing with, and who are talking about it. And the first conference was in Paris. There was another one just recently in Barcelona. Tom Walker from Vancouver was in Barcelona at the degrowth conference there. By the way, this movement began to shake sort of economic circles about a decade ago. There was actually an uprising among PhD economic students in Paris, just like Paris 68, Paris 2010, only this was about 10 years ago, so Paris 2000. There was something of an uprising among PhD students, economic students in Paris. They insisted that their economics departments start talking about biophysical economics, ecological economics. And it was quite an upheaval because they couldn't say this was just a bunch of crazy radicals. These were the smartest economic students in France were saying we need to overhaul our universities. Then there was the degrowth conference in Paris. There was a degrowth conference in Barcelona. Tom Walker from Vancouver was in Barcelona. Tom is an educator, a researcher. He's written some important papers regarding the economic fallacies, the lump of labor fallacy, hours of labor fallacy. He's someone who knows how many of these systems work, and he's going to give us a short report from what he heard in Barcelona. Tom Walker.
Hi, my name is Tom, and I'm a growthaholic. Last month I went to Barcelona to attend this second International Degrowth Conference. There were over 500 people in attendance from 40 countries, 50 papers presented, scientific papers, 80 posters, and there were 28 working groups that met throughout the weekend. Now, being only one person, I was only able to go to one of the poster sessions and one of the paper sessions and two of the working groups, so I can't give you a picture of the entire conference, but you can download the posters and the paper abstracts from the Degrowth website. It's www.degrowth.eu. Get the full picture. What I'm going to do is give you my personal reflections on the conference, really what brought me there in the first place, and what I took away, the main thing that I took away from the conference. At any rate, all the important stuff at conferences, it takes place in the corridors and off the conference site. So the big thrill for me was really making contact with Peter Victor, who is going to be teleconferencing into us tomorrow afternoon. So I really highly recommend that people attend tomorrow and hook into that teleconference and see Peter. What brought me to the conference, or what I brought to the conference, was this poster. This poster represents a culmination or a summary, a part of a culmination of about 15 years of research on working time that I've been engaged in. It also summarizes parts of book manuscript that I'm working on, and the title of that working title is The Gift of Prosperity. The basic idea that I'm doing is economists for nearly 200 years have ridiculed and dissed the idea of shorter work. That it's a fallacy, it's a lump of labor fallacy. And my poster and taking this taunt and turning it into a positive strategy to advance the idea of shorter working time and work sharing. And that's all I'm going to go into because it gets pretty technical. The economics, I was talking to John DeGraff this morning about it, and his eyes glazed over in about 2 or 3 minutes, so I'll move on to what I took away from the conference. And what I took away was, is degrowth politically feasible? Now, even if we can find the technical approaches, the technical solutions to providing a good way of life without economic growth, are the politicians going to buy it? Is the general public going to buy it? How do we move that ahead? And one of the challenges, I think, really comes from the awkwardness of the term degrowth. Now, my experience in Barcelona is that there were, you know, possibly not 500 different interpretations of what people meant by degrowth, but quite a variety of interpretations. Some people thought that meant that the economy shrunk. Some people thought that it meant that we just abandoned the imperative of growth. But rather than try to argue over definitions, what I'm going to do is propose that we add a second term to degrowth to make it a pair of terms, and that's regrowth. So it can be degrowth, regrowth. Because regrowth suggests renewal, it suggests rejuvenation and rebirth, a renaissance, really. So we can think of degrowth as pruning back the tangled overgrowth of high finance and the dead wood of militarism to make room for the tender green shoots of sustainability and social justice. I think the metaphor that I alluded to at the beginning, the 12-step metaphor, is actually quite apt here. In the 12-step programs, the first step is recognizing that growth has made us lose control of our lives. But there are still 11 more steps, and those involve spiritual renewal, spiritual awakening, taking some kind of assessment of the harm we've been doing and making amends for that, and really charting a new path for our lives and following that path. So it's not enough just to go cold turkey on growth. We need to also have a new way forward. And I think that the sustainable, not just I think, but the Sustainable Development Commission actually did have a 12-step program in their report, Prosperity Without Growth. It was called 12 Steps to a Sustainable Society. So I'm going to wrap up now, and I just want to say in closing, growthaholics of the world, relax.
That was the introduction by Rex Whaler, followed by speaker Tom Walker. This recording comes from the first degrowth conference in North America, held in Vancouver, Canada, from April 29th to May 1st, 2010. Find more audio on the Economic Crisis page in the Audio On Demand menu at ecoshock.org. Find out more about this conference at www.d-growth.com/Vancouver.